KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Idaho's abortion law, which restricts the procedure only for life-saving reasons of the mother. Doctors say they are confused about what that means if they can provide emergency abortions. Here's ABC Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw.
When Roe went away, states had essentially free rein to restrict or even to prohibit abortion in the way that Idaho has done. But there are other bodies of law that remain intact, and a federal law here does conflict with Idaho's law and other states' laws. But beyond this particular case, this is a reminder that when Dobbs said the abortion question is going to be left to the states, each state can decide for themselves what to do about abortion, that was never really a settlement that was going to hold.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also setting the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would let K through 12th grade teachers carry concealed weapons. This is ABC News. A baby rescued in Oregon after police say his father murdered two people and tried to make a run for Mexico.
Police thought former officer Elias Huizar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end he was caught in Oregon, but he was heading south on Interstate 5. Accused of child rape, and on Monday he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Huizar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child was safe in the car. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Non-compete clauses could be a non-starter soon across the country. The FTC voting this week to ban non-compete agreements, which bar workers from taking a job with a competitor. It's set to take effect in 4 months. And Milan is getting a little tired of tourists, especially late at night. The city considering a ban on selling pizza or ice cream after 12:30 in the morning to try to cut down on tourists partying. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defensive end. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been, my little brother in the stands the other day was you know, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight. And then tomorrow, sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's cold. It is really cold.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's under freezing, Johnny.
I know. It's under freezing. I know that.
I was going to start my walk to work today because I'm going to...
I was going to walk yesterday. I was kind of walking around. It's like that wind was nasty.
Nah, it's cold.
I mean, that was like 80 mile an hour winds.
But Saturday, it's going to be... 70.
Beautiful.
It could be
Can't
80.
Wait.
Could
Can't
we
wait.
Hit 80 on
Saturday. I hope I get my bike by then. What?
Okay.
What?
Isn't that... I thought that was like... $1,200 or something.
No. No, Peter Flukey and I are going to that place in Green Bay. I want to get those people on.
Working on that right now, in fact.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Okay. Where they recondition bikes.
Oh, okay.
And you can buy used bikes.
All right.
Yes. I think that's a great idea. I've never heard of it. I think that's awesome. I was literally going to go to the Mantua County's having their police
auction.
Sale or police auction. I was actually thinking about going there.
Yeah, but those would need work.
I know.
You go with Peter, you're going to get a good bike.
Yes. And I'll be honest, I know nothing about doing bikes and reconditioning them or anything like that.
Wow. Are you surprised by that, Todd? John doesn't know how to recondition a bike?
I'm a little surprised by that. I don't know. He's pretty handy, isn't he?
Nah, not really.
No?
With wood.
I think I'd talk a bigger game.
Did you
know what I did? Okay, I'll tell you a true story. Me and my buddy Dennis DeLangelo, back in the day, went to the Rod and Gun Custom Car Show at the National Guard Armory in Ishpeming. Hitchhiked there. We're like 10 years old. Hitchhiked there. Okay. And they had can I finish?
Yeah.
They had a segment or a section, of custom bikes where people had, you know, really tricked out their bikes. Really cool. Painted them really cool. So I get all excited. It's like, I'm doing that. Yeah. So I go home. I take my bike completely apart, go to the dime store, buy some cool paints, you know, whatever. And kind of lost interest and never put the bike back together. Had to ride my sister's bike to Little League all season.
Well, that's
powder blue with the, you know, the girl's bike, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
Yeah.
The little streamers.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Had to ride my sister's bike all summer to Little League. That was not good.
No, that's
the story of my life.
It's,
if you want to sum up my life, there it is.
Had a great idea. Ambitious in the beginning.
Ambitious. And
too big of a project.
Yeah.
And the wheels fell off.
Yeah. I got a thing here from Nick who's guess the grease is getting hot. I'll be bringing in the curds.
Can you believe that? Todd, he's bringing in. So we're bringing this
cheese curds guy in.
The guy that's at all the farmers markets. He's got his stand there. He's the longest line.
It's incredible.
Every event he goes to, he's coming in today. That's going to be great.
They're so good. I had them at Dom's graduation party.
Oh, really?
People were like, oh, my God. Where did you get? How did this happen? That's so delicious.
Cool thing to bring. Did he make them for you then? Did he come in?
Yeah, he had one of his people. He has other people that work for him. And they set up the whole thing.
Really?
The big grease things and
That's a great idea for a party.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. People went crazy over the fried cheese curds. And anyway, the farmer's market starts up when? A couple of weeks, I think. Isn't it usually May?
Yeah.
I think it's before summer, actually. I think middle of May. Yeah. So he'll be there. So I want to talk about Farmer's Market coming up and all the different places he goes to.
Well, I think we got to talk about the private parties. You know, I have a lot of parties.
I know you do.
On Wednesday, well, especially on Wednesday evenings because the city band concert plays right across the street from my house. So I cook brats, burgers, and have him come with the cheese curds.
You'd be the most popular guy in the block.
I would. I like
that. You could run for re-election at one of those parties.
I could launch my campaign.
You could launch your campaign right there. Was it Roosevelt or Hoover? Somebody said a chicken in every pot.
Yeah. That's why I say cheese curd on every table.
Exactly.
You know, I can see that. Yeah. It's funny how one can argue that the country is becoming healthier, but they're not. They're just more aware of health. Like they spend, a gazillion dollars on diets and all this fresh food stuff. But you go to any of those events, the longest line is either that guy at the cheese curds or that, what's that onion called? Bloom?
Oh, yeah, Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
That guy's got a long line too.
Well, it's the same principle, deep fried.
It's just deep fried. Yeah. It's so I go to one line, that's the long one, then I go to the other line, but still, it's a great
but
event.
It's so delicious. And you know what? It's just comfort food, or whatever you want to call it. It's just simply good. We say, you know what? We're all going to die. Why not enjoy some things that you really
once
like
in a while,
at some point?
Right.
Absolutely. So today is April 24th is National Scream Day, whatever that means, Todd.
Apparently, you're supposed to celebrate by screaming.
Okay.
You know, that's weird. It's like this. So people that go on the Zip and Pippin always talk about how it just gets a lot of energy out, and people do scream on that. It's too bad that they should have maybe opened it today, but it's a little cold today. Anyway, and it's got to be a certain temperature to run the ride.
That would be really cold to be up there on that day.
Yeah. Anyway, Scream Day. I've never heard of that.
No, me neither.
Who would sponsor that? Like, who benefits from that? Like, most of these days have a beneficiary. You know, if it's chocolate day, if it's apple pie day. Like, who benefits from Scream Day?
Todd?
No idea.
All right. I bet you saw those movies, though.
Maybe I saw a couple of them. Yeah. They weren't my favorite.
They're a little cheesy. I don't like any of those. I don't like Halloween, Scream.
No, that wasn't my thing.
You like those?
Halloween is my favorite.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Halloween and Halloween 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know what I told you I've been watching every day now, and I can't help it. I'm addicted to it. Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's still a good show.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a good show. You know, he's a World War II veteran. Weird. He was in the Philippines, got wounded. Half his company was wiped out, Rod Sterling, and they say that affected him a bunch for the rest of his life. They say he was the toughest guy in Hollywood to deal with, just with his everything. You can almost sense it with him.
I was going to say, are you surprised?
Have you ever known a guy, or even a woman sometimes too, you can't picture him laughing?
Right.
I can't picture Rod Sterling laughing.
No. That is true. Yeah. No.
Man, they were well written though.
And then he smoked like a chimney, and he's up all night, and he's just a guy.
But anyway. Just one of the all time great shows. Just love that. I just found it now on Roku or Hulu or wherever I've got now, and love it.
I wonder who gets...
I watched a good movie last night too that I hadn't seen in like 25 years. Tombstone. You ever see Tombstone? Todd, Tombstone?
I have not.
Oh, Johnny Tyler, when did you get back in town? Never seen Tombstone?
I didn't.
Oh, about Doc Holliday and the whole gang? Kurt Russell, a lot of big name actors.
I know.
No?
Val Kilmer's in
there. Val Kilmer.
Sam Elliott.
Yes. Who is my, if I could come back as another person.
Be Sam.
I want to come back as Sam Elliott. I think everything about Sam Elliott is so cool. It's unbelievable. Beef is what's for dinner. Oh my gosh. Just his voice is just unbelievable. Hey, dude. Remember Dude from Big Lebowski?
I have no idea what you're talking about, John. No.
Okay. Do you know who Sam Elliott is?
No.
Oh, my God.
See, when he starts off on these things, I just... And then
everybody
Todd,
knows Sam Elliott, and I would give anything
to... Todd gets mad at me they start reading ahead on what we're doing today, but I'm listening.
I would
Sam
give
Elliott.
Anything to be Sam Elliott.
I know you said
I want to be Sam Elliott.
I could... Okay, that's... Oh, yeah. Okay, that he's cool. Todd just put up a picture on our screen.
Did you ever see the movie We Were Soldiers once?
No, but I've seen him. Yeah, I can see you wanting to be like him.
Good morning,
I like
sir.
The mustache.
Beautiful, beautiful morning, sir. What are you, a freaking weatherman now, private?
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's such a great movie. And then Mel Gibson tells the guys that, like, in the old Native American tribes, the entire village raised the kids You know, it's like, and everybody was considered a grandpa to them, each one, even if they weren't related. And that we want to be like that. And Samuel says, any of you bleeps call me grandpa, I'll bleep and kill you. Oh, God, I love Sam Elliott.
Yeah, I like him. What's the movie again?
And he's married to Ally McGraw.
Tombstone.
Okay, Tombstone.
Is it Ally McGraw? No, not Ally McGraw. Who was in, Todd, who was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Who's Catherine Ross?
Catherine Ross.
Catherine Ross. He's married to Catherine Ross. Do you know that Sundance, you know, for GB? That's what he was named after.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
because
cool.
His mom loved the movie so much and loved Robert Redford. Sundance was actually named after yeah.
Butch Cassidy.
And by the way, you know what, Todd? When you guys said about the new coach at UW Green Bay, it's going to be announced tomorrow, I think.
I think they've announced it.
Oh, they have announced it. Well, I didn't know when I saw the name. I didn't know that she was married. Kayla Tetzschlaff. I used to know her. She's coming on another show. I didn't realize that was her.
Get
so
her
we
got
to get her in here.
Yes. Yep.
Wide open next week.
She's
that
awesome.
Boy, that's tough to follow. You know, I mean, yeah, I hope we got to really support her.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah.
I will say this, though. One of the advantages is that we've got really good basketball, women's basketball in like Northeast Wisconsin and everything. And they've got a great pipeline with Minnesota. That's, you know, those are their types of athletes that they get in here. So I think she'll still have that pipeline.
And Coach Borchardt did say that recruiting became an issue because they maybe knew he wasn't going to be here
very
long.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now she's probably going to run.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
She's awesome. She was a great player. Oh, my gosh. She was phenomenal. Played pro ball in Europe for like 5 years. She's gracious. I'm Sheboygan. And no, we'll get her in here. She's great.
That'd be great for ticket sales too. Not that they need it, but hey, and you saw that that Caitlin? So she doesn't make any money. I was surprised how little money she made in the Iowa girl that went first round in the.
Oh, Caitlin. Yeah, I told you that.
No,
isn't that crazy? How little money?
But did you see
her Nike contract?
Yeah,
yeah. And now everybody's mad about that. Why don't people just leave her alone?
All right.
She just wants to play basketball.
Like, isn't she making like $300,000 playing basketball in that?
No, like. Less than that's like for a 3 year contract.
Oh, you're right. It was a 3 year contract.
I think it's under 100,000.
You're right. You divide that. But that Nike thing and
incredible
her old shoes and that's
and everybody else go. God, I wish people just leave her alone. Let her play basketball.
Absolutely. God. I just think
I got this from Lisa from our corporate office. Right, Todd.
She's down in Oshkosh in our newsroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tombstone is a great movie from Lisa.
All right.
It's a phenomenal movie. You know who else was in that movie? I always had kind of a crush on. And she's not, like, really hot, but she's kind of something about her.
Dana Delaney?
Yes, from China Beach. Remember China Beach?
No, John, I wish you would send me, like, an email the night before, and I would probably find... Because maybe you don't... I don't know. I don't know all these movies. I sit here and I'm...
It's a TV show. China Beach was a TV show in the 80s.
Oh.
It's about Vietnam. It's based on a true story of a Vietnam nurse.
It was huge on ABC
when
it was on. Huge.
Huge. Huge.
Sounds like a
critically
good plot.
Acclaimed.
Phenomenal show. And it's based on a total true story. I've got the book. I've got the book of the lady it was based on. Would you like me to give that to you and you can like bone up on it a little bit? Yes or no?
Sure, John.
If it's not Suits, he ain't getting involved.
No.
Yeah,
basically, right. What are you saying?
Yeah, that's getting good.
Also, it is Pig in a Blanket Day. Good song. Denim Day. Kelly Clarkson. Barbara Streisand, 82. Shirley MacLaine, 90.
Wow.
Okay, one of my all-time favorite movies Shirley MacLaine was in.
I don't know.
The Apartment with Jack Lemmon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Great movie. You ever see that one?
Nope.
Could we bring Pete Schwab on?
I was gonna say, or maybe after
just
the break.
We talk old movies and TV shows.
After the break, you can invite me in.
Yeah, we got to send him a break. Mind of the Mayor, we got a great show coming up. Stay with us.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back, Mind of the Mayor. Todd, have you heard the Beyonce? I haven't heard the Beyonce version in the full thing. Have you?
I have.
How is it?
I mean, it's Beyonce. It's not bad. This is just a great song. Almost anybody could do Jolene and sound great.
Yeah.
But today is Country and Western Wednesday, so it's going to be all country and Western songs on the show this morning.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't think Jim liked that.
Todd, could I do, Todd, where do you see that today's, what does it say that?
I'm calling it that.
Okay. Todd, I want to have a Suits Day then. That's great music, Johnny.
From Suits?
Yep. That is. I use that in my radio show. I start.
Do you?
I do. I start the. Con was great about it. I sent him an email. I said, Con, put this there. And he came and goes, yeah, it's all done.
Oh.
But I start with, you know, we built this city because we talk about cities and on rock and roll. And I say, you know, what's your rock and roll education? Or is it the water? What is it? What makes your city so great or your community or your district so great? But then when we go to a couple breaks, A lot of music from Suits. It's good.
I've
never really noticed music from Suits. I mean, what's the music they play in that?
China Beach always had that the tunes from that era?
It was
like in the background.
I can't think of the name of the song for their intro for China Beach. Was it Aretha Franklin? Oh, I can't think. It was a really great song for the intro to China Beach.
Yeah.
It's from about 68. Oh, I can't think of it. It was really, really, really good. No.
No?
Nope.
What about?
Yes. This is it.
Oh, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Diana Ross. Supremes.
I've seen her.
Sorry? In person?
Yeah.
Where?
Vegas.
Oh, no kidding.
A couple times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the song. That was one of the all-time great TV shows in history.
And then she would sing that Reach Out and Touch, and then you had to hold hands with, like, the people next to you and sway.
I used to like that. You know what song I used to like? I actually remember making out to this song.
John 6:22.
I can tell you every song I ever made out to.
Yeah.
Is that bizarre?
Can you really?
Yeah.
No.
You have a weird memory.
I know. Weird in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Or you didn't
you remember
make out
the
a
weirdest
lot.
Stuff.
I know. Isn't that strange?
John, that's not saying much about your. Okay, whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You
know. Well, it was Mahogany. Touch me in the morning.
Yep.
Let me. Remember that song?
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it, but that was
Mahogany.
From the movie. That was a real popular song.
Very.
Okay, so that one, Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, that's a great song.
It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh, man.
Another one was Ben.
Oh, really?
Ben. The two of us need look no more.
That
was September of 1972, Jim.
Were you going through a
sad phase?
No, I was sad. I was going to say just the whole sexual identity phase.
So you made out to this song?
Yeah.
Well, I can see that with it.
Yeah, right by Teal Lake in Nagani.
Yeah.
Do you remember the girl's name?
Yeah.
First name?
Okay, I'm here. Don't embarrass
her. No, I'm not going to embarrass her. I'm not going to say her name. I'm just going to say she broke up with me for a girl.
And was I onto something? I thought Ben would have sent her over the edge.
No.
But this song did it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Those songs that you were naming made me a little nervous. So I was on the right track, right, Todd? But I just didn't.
Yeah. That's true story.
Picking more.
I think it's always been up-tempo songs for me. Maybe a little R&B kind
really?
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Rod Stewart. That guy. Hey, but that, I'll give her some credit back in the 80s for coming
70s.
Out. For coming out. I mean, really, that's
just
a lot easier today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you...
Do you stay in touch?
Yeah,
Facebook or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, that's thanks for sharing that, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Todd and I are both like, what's next?
That's the show. Good night.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, birthdays, like you mentioned, Kelly Clarkson. Is that legit about how much weight she lost?
She lost a lot.
She's promoting something. Does that really work? Is that how she did it?
I don't know.
She lost like 60 pounds or something, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that, Jim?
No.
Oh, man. And she's touting some kind of diet thing.
I was just going to say.
I want to try it. If that works like that, I want to try it.
No, Johnny, I'm on to something. It starts tomorrow.
What is it? Are you going to have cheese curds today?
Yes. Okay. That's why I think that's a good, like, just.
It's your last meal.
Right. It is. It's kind of like my Shrove Tuesday. I was looking, Built the City. This is my thing to Con.
Oh, hey, Todd.
Suits.
Yeah.
John Fogerty.
Yep.
Where's he going to
be? Yeah, that's a good one.
I love John Fogerty.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, man. He's coming to town, isn't he? Is he coming to Green Bay? And also, I saw something about Marshall Tucker. Do you know where Marshall Tucker's going to be?
Yes. He's going to be in Green Bay. Let's see here.
I got to go see Marshall Tucker. I've got a great story, but I can't tell it, about hurting a love song.
So John Fogerty is going to be at Festival Park, Meyer Festival Park in Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee?
Well, we can do that.
I don't like Milwaukee.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't like Milwaukee.
Oh, my God. That's one of the best cities.
Seriously, there's nothing about Milwaukee that I like.
Oh, come on. The waterfront, all the festivals, Milwaukee.
I don't like Milwaukee. Never have, never will.
No. I
don't.
I like it.
All right. Oh, that's good. Why don't you just run for mayor in Milwaukee? Why don't you just go do that? Barbara Streisand. I loved the movie The Way We Were. 1974, summer of 1974. Loved that movie. Didn't you?
There's something about you in that time frame.
I know. I wish you were still back in that time frame. I know.
Terry just texted us. He said he's going to Fogerty. Thoroughgood is opening for him in Milwaukee.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to go to that. I just got a text here from a buddy of mine who said, John, my wife and I are going out west for much of August. Some adventuring. We are seeing John Fogerty at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado. It will be awesome. How cool does that sound?
Red Rock, that's a very popular place. That's where Bill Burr did one of his specials.
Oh,
right?
No kidding. Oh, yeah. I love Bill Burr.
Oh, man.
You always talk about who would you like to have beers with?
Oh, man.
There used to be a show about
so
that.
So funny.
Wouldn't Bill Burr be a great guy to just have shows?
And hopefully he would be that.
Be Bill Burr.
Yeah, because if he wasn't.
Sometimes the comedians lots of times don't want. That's their persona.
Yeah.
That's their whoever, and they're not that person. I told you about the time, the most uncomfortable interview I've ever done in my lifetime.
Frank.
Who? Frank Gifford?
No question.
Oh, well, that was bad, too. But Robert Wuerl, I can never pronounce his name right.
No.
He had the TV show Arliss, and he was big in the movie Bull Durham. He was the assistant coach, the assistant manager in Bull Durham. And remember, they have that classic scene where he goes out, where they're having a talk on the mound, of the pitcher's mound, and the manager goes, go out and get him, find what's going on. And they go, hey, what's going on here? And say, well, we got a lot of problems. Millie and Bobby are getting married. We're not sure what to give them for a wedding gift. And so-and-so needs a dead chicken because his girlfriend put a hex on his bat and so-and-so. We got a lot of bleep going on here. He goes, well, candlesticks are a nice gift. Find out where they're registered and blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's do it. So I interview him. I've told this story before. At Media Day at the Super Bowl in Dallas. Because he was trying to promote a nationwide radio talk show, sports talk show. And I say, hey, I'm in Green Bay. You know, like, oh, I'd love to have you guys carry my show, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I said, hey, can we do a quick interview? Yeah. I go, okay, first question. What do you think is a really good wedding gift?
I don't know.
Oh, and I go, candlesticks. Candlesticks. And I go, okay.
He wasn't picking up on it. I
wouldn't do it.
I literally, have you ever, you know, they talk about flop sweat. Have you ever felt sweat pop out of your forehead? I was having that. And it was like a live
jerk.
Thing. Completely when it didn't go with it at all.
And he was looking for you to help him.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't go with it. One of the worst moments
that's
in my broadcast.
Flop sweat.
Flop sweat. I was literally sweating. All right, we got to start a break. Great show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
The next dean for the UW School of Veterinary Medicine in Madison, familiarizing himself with the campus and with the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Dr. Jonathan Levine will take over as the dean of the UW Vet School on the Madison campus officially on August 1st. But he's working right now to get to know more staff members, faculty leaders, and state leaders. Now, Levine says it's critical for him to understand the audience that the students at the UW Vet School will be serving.
So I've been a consultant for specialty practices, for general practices, for practices focused on animal imaging since 2005. And it's been really critical to my journey to understand what happens out there in the world. Because you're right, if you're siloed in the ivory tower, you can't train your students necessarily effectively, and you don't understand the industry.
Dr. Jonathan Levine, currently at Texas A&M University, on his way to the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, effective August 1st. I had a really nice conversation with Dr. Levine. You can listen to all of it on our podcast list. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com now.
Fast-growing, safe on seed, nutrient-rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today. Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
And the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association getting ready for some change. Their current executive director, Tom Lochner, has announced that after 35 years in service to the association, he's planning to retire this summer. But in the meantime, he will help transition the next executive director into the position. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers have announced that Dr. Grant Holly will be taking over next. Holly has over 27 years' experience as an executive director and international consultant with a very successful track record working with companies in the agricultural sector. Wisconsin cranberries are grown by more than 250 producers on more than 21,000 acres across the state. That's food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight. And then tomorrow, sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living. With Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. It is cold out there, though, folks. If you're sending kids to the bus stop, it's 30 degrees.
You know, really, that's cold.
That's cold.
We become a little wimpy because it hasn't been cold, right?
Yeah.
And we've had some really good weather. But, yeah, I thought this morning when I got outside, I was like, woo, it was cold. But anyway.
Do you fish at all?
Do I what?
Fish.
Yeah, I don't know. I fish. You mean out, like, on the bay that...
Well, get in the water. I mean,
just... No, I mean, like, on a boat or just on a shore.
Yeah. And it seems like everybody in Two Rivers fishes.
Well, I think I told you that when I was a kid, we went and got bullhead all the time and carp. We fished all the time with our Zebco.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
All the time when I was a kid. But now I go out on some fishing charters. And I went and got that albacore, that tuna. I went fishing off the Baja in San Diego.
Oh.
That was fun.
I'll bet.
That's like an overnight deal. But
you slept in the boat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. I'm jealous.
At breakfast?
Oh, I still want a little cabin cruiser type thing.
Yeah, that was.
Where you could sleep inside.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's my dream.
And then because there was a chef on there, and then they
oh,
cooked.
My, you had a chef?
Okay.
Yeah, what? This is getting okay.
He did.
Yeah,
he cooked bacon.
I forget it now.
From
right.
Bullheads to chefs.
No, he
did.
It was, anyway.
Were you Jerry Kramer?
No, I just.
That story he told us? We didn't know who he was talking to.
That was funny. He was talking about fishing. We were like, well, where is this going?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I went out fishing in Door County. And I got kind of seasick.
Oh, you, okay.
I didn't like that.
A lot of people do.
So I think that was the last time. That was, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
I only got seasick one time, and it was because of Big L Sampson.
You spent a lot of time. You bring him up a lot. You guys must have been pretty good.
We were great friends.
Yeah, you must have
been. Great friends. Loved going out and doing stories with him.
Yeah.
And I remember one time he had a thermos of orange juice.
Yeah, right.
And I was a little, you go, hey, have some of this, have some of my orange juice. It was 90% vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, I had so much fun with Big L Sampson. My goodness gracious. What a great thing that was.
And boy, he was really quite well known. I mean, he
Anywhere
was like the
went,
guy.
We could stop in the tiniest little bar in Crandon. Okay?
Yeah.
And, hey, Al! And then bring out the old style before he wouldn't even have to order. They'd just bring out the old style, and it was great. And he'd always order, man, we'll have a couple of those cheeseburgers with the onion rings and the so-and-so and give him the same. I couldn't order. He would order. He was so much fun to, oh, my God, and the stories he used to tell me about his days with Vince Lombardi and traveling with the Packers.
Yeah.
I can't tell any of the stories.
Yeah.
But they were amazing. They were amazing.
So what happened to him? I remember him, but what?
Just old age type of thing, I guess. Yeah.
But
We go into the editor, and this is so funny, too. You talk about a different era.
Right.
Todd, you've been in newsrooms all your life and radio, so whatever, where everybody used to smoke.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, constantly. And they implemented a no smoking thing at the station when I was with Al. But you'd walk in, he'd come in like at 5 in the morning to edit his stories, and you'd go into the editor, you'd open up the door, and it's like,
didn't get the memo.
Tiny little thing. He didn't care. What are they going to do? And there'd be like old style cans sometimes in the garbage, and I think it was Camels. He didn't care. He did whatever he wanted, and he was Big Al. He was the man. He was something else.
Yeah. So,
really cool.
Yeah, that, and he... quite a run, too, right?
Unbelievable.
Because, I mean, I remember him, and I think everybody knew him.
But I still loved it when he used to, I saw one thing, a video where he'd pour that beer every single night after a sports cast. I don't know if it was old style or who it was. Does anybody remember that? What beer Big Al used to sponsor? And he would have that head perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Well, that's practice.
Enough. You know, we spent this week, I'm cleansing my soul this week. And I told you, I can't sing. I admit it now. I can't dance.
Yeah,
I can't draw. I can't pour a good beer. Isn't that weird?
All
I can't
that
pour
stuff
a good beer.
That you said you can't do, you can't except to sing. That you'll never be able to do that.
But I might everything be, else, no, listen to me. Listen to me.
But you can learn to pour beer. You can learn how to do some other things.
Can't learn how to dance. That's all I do is kind of grind or something.
Well, jeez. Oh,
what?
There's dance lessons you can take in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the coordination. I grind good, though.
God, John. All right.
What?
6:39.
What? I mean, that way, I just kind of.
Oh, you just like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. What?
Different picture in my head. So
yeah, all right, get that out of your head.
Something else.
All right. By the way, okay, so we got Nick, my buddy Nick, cheese curd Nick, is coming in.
He's right there.
There he is. Open the door, Todd. You don't want to delay this guy. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor coming in. We're talking real estate.
Did you see there's a new ad? You know, you used realtor.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They have a new ad, 111 things you need to do when selling your house.
And 111?
They said you can go through all these or get a good realtor.
111?
Yep. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I mean, I can see 10.
Right. 111 things.
Okay. Do you have the list?
Yep.
Okay, when they come on, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
We did get a text from Terry who says he believed that Al Samson promoted Blatt's beer.
Blatt's!
In fact, Cowboy Dave said the same thing.
It Blatt's. Blatt's beer. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Well, that stuff was...
But that was back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. That'll clean you out.
Yeah, but that was local. I'm glad he did that.
Oh, Blatt's. Yeah. Was that the beer that made Milwaukee famous? Blatt's the beer that made Milwaukee famous. Yeah, it was. Remember, everybody had their once. Was it Schlitz? Was it Schlitz or Blatt's? I thought it was Blatt's.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was.
Blatt's had that triangle logo. Todd? Todd, we're debating.
Todd's
not listening.
Todd.
$10 fine.
$10 fine. Yes.
No, it's not a $10 fine. I am working.
Yes.
No.
You were distracted.
No.
You're asking Nick for cheese curds.
Yep.
Not true. What can I help you with,
Todd,
gentlemen?
What is the beer
that made Milwaukee famous?
I thought it was Blatt's.
So did I.
Okay. I said it was Old Style.
No. That's not from Milwaukee.
No, you said Schlitz before.
Schlitz. I said Schlitz. I did. I said Schlitz.
No, I think it was Blatt's.
Well, do you want to know who the winner is?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the beer that made Milwaukee famous, Jim Schmidt.
No!
Aha!
Schlitz beer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
They used to have such great beer commercials.
Oh, man.
Remember all the commercials?
The Euchre stuff with Miller Lite back in the day and Rodney Dangerfield would be in. Oh, my God. Yeah. They go out bowling and
I
stuff.
I used to have Hams. From the land of sky blue waters, there comes the beer that's refreshing. Hams the beer. Hams the beer.
You actually sang that pretty well.
Thank you.
Okay, John, maybe there is hope.
Thank you.
We'll have to relegate him to beer commercials because you seem to be
on
key. Yeah, that's all right.
Get a couple of sponsors, maybe.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. I've had beer from the pitcher and from the German mug. I filled up a paper cup. I poured it from the jug. I've had beer mild. I've had beer bold. I drink it whenever I can. But a beer is a beer is a beer is a beer until you taste it Hams. Remember that one?
That I do now.
You okay?
That.
Remember that one, Todd?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
You knew every word, John.
So, anyway, I was a big fan of beer advertising for some reason.
There was some.
Because they were good. That was really, was like entertainment.
And they sell, you can buy, you just go online and buy those Hams shirts with.
I've seen those. Oh, he's got it. We got to have them while they're hot. Nick, come in here.
What?
Nick. You got to have them while they're hot.
Oh,
Todd's eating them while they're hot.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. This segment just started earlier than
Nick. Hi, Nick.
For a very specific reason.
Boy, man. We're good. You can grab the chair over there.
Thank you, Nick.
Nick, they're hot.
Man.
Look at he brought the dip.
They're beyond belief.
No, just
beyond belief.
Yeah, we're fine. We don't need napkins. Oh, my Johnny God.
Folks, if you haven't had Nick's fried cheese curds from the farmer's market, you're missing out on a little slice of life. Aren't they something?
We should probably talk to our listeners.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
These are really, really good.
Thank you, Nick. Have a seat, buddy. It's my buddy, Nick. Nick Slupski?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good, yourself?
Put the headphones on, the whole thing. Be real official here.
Oh, boy.
First of all, when does the farmer's market start?
May 22nd.
22nd, okay.
The third Wednesday in May.
And you will be where?
I will be down, I can't remember that side street, but we're down by the Corn on the Cob people. So it's Kettle Corn, me, Corn on the Cob.
Okay.
And then it wraps around, and then there's an Egyptian guy from Appleton.
Okay.
Little Jamaica.
Isn't that nice to have that variety of food? I mean, it's just great for those of us. And this is, which one are you on?
Do you do Wednesday and Saturday?
No, I don't do Saturday.
Just Wednesday?
Yeah. The Saturday one is It's too early, so.
Well, it's 6:44, and we are loving your cheese curds now, Nick.
Todd, you get some?
But the thing is, those are two different. I'm not even sure it's your right name for the Broadway thing. That is more of like a little festival.
It is like
music.
It is like the Green Bay. I don't want to call it an underground fest, but that's their festival every week. Right. You know what I mean?
The one here in Washington?
Nope.
No. The one on Broadway. Okay. Yes.
And they get 5,000 people there sometimes when it's perfect weather. Oh, so, yeah. That's the one in the morning, which is, you know.
That's more of a traditional farmer's market.
And they, that thing's been around for 100 years.
Right.
And they, the people who display their neck, if they have whatever, blueberries or carrots, they'll go back and make sure they're really growing them. I mean, that's really an authentic farmer's market.
Well, they do the same thing for the Wednesday one. Yes, okay. Broadway does the same thing because there is always somebody trying to do something, you know, going, I don't want to say Aldi's, but not growing, not, you know, they're buying
from reselling. A store.
Yeah, they're reselling.
Big Wayne told us that. I had no idea that was happening.
He's a friend of ours that does honey, and it's just the natural
stuff. I went
to
school with Wayne.
Oh, wow.
We're Krivitz alum.
Okay. I didn't know that you went to school with him.
Yeah, well, he actually, I think he graduated when I was in eighth grade. So when I became a freshman, he was gone.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So tell me, Johnny and I were talking about, you know, any county fairs, and as much as county fairs, like farmers markets, you name it, we talk about all these juice drinks and all this healthy stuff, and the longest line is with
it's
you.
Me. Yes.
You it is. You and sometimes that onion guy.
Hey, I got a quick thing here. Text him. Too early? Really? I've had crab ragoon at 7 o'clock many a Saturday mornings.
Yeah. These are, I love cheese curds. I mean, I could name, I don't know if you have the favorite restaurant, but I love cheese curds, and it supports the industry. That's why.
Oh, I think better than cheese curds is fried cheese curds.
But you can't, these are hard to make at home.
They are very hard to make at home. People will videotape us at the farmer's market with their phone and like, how do you do this? Well, the biggest thing is you need, if you're going to fry them at home, you need to have them fresh, meaning you have to go, like, these come from Scray's Cheese, third generation of Scray's making
absolutely.
These. Yeah, so that's Scray's been around for 100 years. But you have to get them fresh. You can't get the curds that are sitting on a shelf at festival or at a gas station or whatever and then trying to fry them, because what happens is the way, what makes the, what actually makes the curd really good is that whey displacing out of it, it evaporates. So as it's just like making aged cheese, it dries out. You know, like if you have a 10-year or 20-year aged cheddar, you know, when you can't slice it, it crumbles.
Right.
So it's the same process with the curd. So when you to fry them, wetter the better. So fresher the better.
Okay.
And when I mean wetter, it's the whey that's in them.
Yeah.
So you want to, if you're gonna make them at home in your little fry daddy or whatever, you want to go to whoever you're...
Well, Scray's is great.
But I meant Renard's or whatever.
Something fresh.
Yeah,
okay.
You want to go to some place that's making, you know, Springside, wherever. You want to make them, you want to get them fresh, and you want to fry them that way. Yeah. Once they get, you know, 3, 4, or 5 days old, they get a lot more difficult to fry. We can fry them. Like, I can fry you 3-week-old cheese curds.
But
you're not going to, no, you won't know the difference.
Oh, I won't.
I'll know the difference.
I want these.
I know the difference between the curd.
So let me just ask you. So we talk about add-ons and extending the product line. Do you do anything? I mean, what else do you sell in your?
Burgers, brats, hot dogs.
So you got it all.
We do Pelkins, brats. We're working with Pelkins on burgers. The hot dog is a Nathan's hot dog from Coney Island. So when you watch on the 4th of July, the hot dog eating contest, you know, Joey Chestnut eating 68 hot dogs.
Yeah.
You're eating the same exact quarter pound hot dog.
No kidding.
And we use quarter pound all beef hot dogs. So ours are, you know, bun length, and people are like, that's the same ones from the, I'm like, yeah, that's Joey Chestnut ate 68 of those. And they're like, oh my Lord.
So do we have that here in Green Bay?
What? Hot dog eating?
Yeah.
No.
John?
I could do it.
Well, look, we could sponsor it and make some money.
Sorry. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Cheese Curd Nick from the Farmer's Market is here. Back right after this.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor with Cheese Curd Nick. Okay.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, these were...
Healthy?
Way healthy. Imagine how healthy a person could be.
Right.
Because you want to eat these all the time.
Right.
Well, they are healthy if you don't fry them.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll take them fried.
Yeah.
You guys are like in a competition here. I don't know.
I know. We're just tearing into these.
I know we are.
Todd, you want? Come here. Todd, you got some? Okay.
Todd, let's go to another break.
Yeah.
No, wait. Hey, the recipe. It's
so simple.
Okay, but no, listen. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to try to get that recipe out of you because he loves cooking. He loves doing stuff like this. He's going to try to get every bit of information out of you right now.
It's so the easiest. Ahead. It's, it's easy.
I just want to ask, did you come up with it? Your mom, your grandpa? This is really, really good.
No. You know what happened? This is how it all started years ago at the farmer's market. So the farmer's market gets slow once school, yeah. Now, I don't want to say when school starts, but when school activities start. You know, families are, you know, getting, you know, there's football there's starts. Cross country, there's lacrosse, you know, and then obviously getting kids shipped off to college, everything. So it starts to taper down. So me and the guy at the time, John Belanger, I don't know if you remember him or not. He was part of a whole bunch of stuff, hockey here.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking we're like, what can we do differently at the farmer's market? And this was 10 plus years ago. Like, what can we do other than burgers and brats and hot dogs? And I think I did Philly cheesesteak sandwiches and I did Italian beefs. This is before a whole bunch of other food trucks were, you know, we were there. And
right.
So he's like, why don't we try some cheese curds next week? And I'm like, okay, well, didn't research nothing. Just... Okay, so the blooming onion guy, which he does sometimes at the farmer's market, Eric, he does his spiral cut potatoes, those spiral cut fries. I went to Eric. I said, can I borrow a fryer next week? He's like, sure. And he's like, what are you going to do? I said, I think we're going to try cheese curds. And he looked at me. He's like, oh, wow. Didn't know what to order. Didn't know what to do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So
I can't have him speak at my class because there's no research into this.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So
the antithesis of everything you teach.
Right. So next week, Eric brought his fryer, unloaded it, put grease, got it all going. I ordered like, I don't know, 40, 50 pounds of cheese curds. Okay. And we mixed up the batter and it was just me and John working. And we're doing money, we're doing sandwiches, and then we're doing curds. We did like 30 pounds of curds in 4 hours and I was losing my mind. Like it looked like the Tasmanian devil went through it. It was just a disaster. And that's how it started, was at the tail end of the farm. It was like in September when everything slowed down because I didn't want to do it when it was super busy. And then that's how the fresh batter cheese curds, you know, that's how it all started. And then, you know, it slowly evolved, you know, like we were doing 80 pounds a Wednesday. And then I think when you came down to help Mark Menier's benefit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the most we ever did at 140 pounds.
Wow. And was that really hot night. Remember that? It was 90 degrees downtown.
So now we do, well, I think it was 2019. That was my biggest year with curds overall. In 2019, we eclipsed 500 pounds of curds on three different Wednesdays.
500 pounds.
Now we do, you know, 300 to 400.
Wow.
That's still a lot. I'm not saying
no, but especially when you start with 40
pounds.
Yeah. And that's in 5 hours.
That's incredible.
So, yeah.
How many people do you think you serve on a good night?
Well, if we do 400 pounds, they're half-pound orders, so that's 800 orders.
You know what?
I mean, you're a businessman, Jim.
Well, I've been one of those 800. Probably went in line again. Yeah. I just love these. There's everything about them.
Well, they're light. You know, the breading's light.
And then it's just ranch? Or is that your sauce?
No, that's just store-bought ranch.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's people that come up, well, this ranch is delicious.
But it's the cheese curds that are delicious. Yeah. But I was going to ask you, if you would have said, you know, that's our special recipe, I would have agreed
believed
with you.
Him. Yeah, I
would have
believed
you.
Yeah.
That is really a good combo.
Well, it just fits so perfect.
It does.
What kind of oil do you use, Nick?
We use, this time of year and in fall, we use a clear shortening. Because when it's cold, as soon as you use oil, it starts to break down.
Sure.
Okay. So it gets thicker. Believe it or not, the oil gets thicker as it gets used more.
Okay.
So we use clear in the spring and in the fall. And in the summertime, we use a creamy shortening, which holds up better. So you get a couple more days out of it. But all of our oil, I filter and boil out fryers after every event. Okay, so we do in 5 hours, the Wednesday Farmers Market, that oil will get filtered the next day, and the fryers will get boiled out.
So when you set up like that, okay, do people try to, like, just really watch everything you do and thinking they could do it at home then?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it goes back to having that fresh curd to try it at home.
Yeah.
You can't have because people, they blow out. I tried to do this at home. I videotaped you for 5 minutes, and they blow out. Well, it's where you're getting your curds from. Yeah, you know, or how old are they?
I would have said get in line.
So, well, they do. They do.
As a advocate for small business like that, what advice do you have for Nick? What has he done right that you could teach your classes?
Well, I think what's cool about what you've done, and I've taken my class down to the farmer's market because one of their projects for some of them are food trucks. And what attracted you to that food truck? Was it the paint or was it
paint. No, it ain't.
I was going to say, what attracts people to food trucks are other people.
Well, that.
Yeah. I mean, you've got that.
Well, the biggest thing is I have a horseshoe, okay? And when I say that, I don't have a web page. I have Facebook. I post every Tuesday where I'm at. And that's all nice. I might post a couple things here or there, but where I go, I'm established. So we do 70 give or take events a year at this point. You know, before COVID, we did 135. We used to do business lunches, we used to do corporate events. I just kind of got away from that. Just because I like to fish. So when all the events that I go to, I have a contract is a formality. I go to these events and it's like, yes, this is a date for next year. We want you back. And everybody knows where we're going or when we're, you know, like we know, like if we do an event in Door County, they know we're going to be there. They know we're going to be at the Wednesday Farmers Market. They know we're going to be wherever.
So they find you.
They find me.
You know what I like about Johnny was asking, you know, what lessons would you have for your students? You don't have a huge cost into this. I mean, the farmer's market isn't crazy. You don't have a big bricks and mortar.
That's probably the least expensive, but a lot of events now are going off of a percentage.
Oh.
So we can get back to that.
We got to set a quick break. We got Cheese Curd Nick here, and he'll be debuting once again. What did you say, May?
22nd.
May 22nd at the Green Bay Farmer's Market. Get in line. Pretty special. Back after this.
I'll be there.
I'm just trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.